Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the Supreme Court ruling on PMLA and the role of the Enforcement Directorate has strengthened the hands of the government to engage in political vendetta of the worst kind, says a joint statement by the opposition. Yes, the Supreme Court has ruled, and that may be final, but the purpose of this debate is to consider the consequences of that verdict. On the show tonight, Sanjay Singh, Rajya Sabha MP of the Aam Aadmi Party, will also be joined later on this program by Tanveer Ahmed Mir. He's a senior advocate of the Supreme Court, Ashutosh Srivastav of the Supreme Court, Kailash Soni, Member of Parliament, Rajya Sabha BJP, Sushmita Deb of the Trinamool Congress, Uttam Reddy of the Congress Party. But first, let me go across to Sanjay Singh. Thanks very much for being with us. You know, I've read this joint statement prepared by opposition parties. And the key point that is raised is this, and let me read one line. The far-reaching amendments strengthen the hands of a government indulging in political vendetta of the worst kind by using these very amended laws relating to money laundering and investigation agencies to target political opponents in a mischievous and malicious manner. Do you agree that as a result of the verdict of the Supreme Court, the government has all the permission in the world to do what it wants in going after the opposition?
देखिए ऐसा है कि जो वर्डिक्ट जो आया है उसको लेके एक बात लोगों के बीच में ये गई कि क्या एक ऐसी संस्था जो पहले से सवालों के घेरे में, और मैं ये बात क्यों कह रहा हूं कि पिछले 8 साल में ईडी ने 3000 से अधिक छापे मारे हैं, रेड्स मारी हैं 3000 से ज्यादा, और उनका कन्विक्शन रेट है 0.5%, तो क्या कोर्ट को इस बात का संज्ञान ले लेना चाहिए? क्या इसको एक पॉलिटिकल पार्टी के हथियार के रूप में इस्तेमाल नहीं किया जा रहा है? क्या माननीय सर्वोच्च न्यायालय को जो घटना महाराष्ट्र में घटित हुई वो दिख नहीं रहा है? जो फर्जी मामले लगा लगा के लोगों को फंसाया जा रहा है, जैसे दिल्ली का मामला ले लीजिए, सत्येन जैन को 2 महीने 2.5 महीने से जेल में रखा हुआ है, रोज किसी के खिलाफ कोई केस, किसी के खिलाफ कोई केस, संजय राउत को सदन चल रहा है उठा के अंदर कर दिया। तो मुझे लगता है कि इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक तरफा अधिकार पीएमएलए में नहीं मिलना चाहिए एजेंसीज को, कि जिससे कि वो किसी को भी चाहे जब चाहे दबोच ले, जब चाहे उसके खिलाफ कार्रवाई करें।
जी, ऑलराइट, लेट मी जस्ट गो अक्रॉस टू आशुतोष श्रीवास्तव। मिस्टर श्रीवास्तव, द प्रॉब्लम इज दिस, आई मीन इफ यू लुक एट व्हाट द सुप्रीम कोर्ट हैज सेड, स्पेशल पावर टू अरेस्ट, सीज, सर्च विदाउट वारंट, स्टेटमेंट्स मेड ड्यूरिंग इंटरोगेशन can be evidence in court, no need to provide case information copy to the accused, right? And many other points. Now, we aren't questioning the Supreme Court and saying that, look, you know, I mean, you are wrong. The court has decided and that's final. That's the rule of the law. I am asking you about the impact of what the Supreme Court has ruled on.
First of all, the Supreme Court has not made any law. It has only interpreted the PMLA, that is Prevention of Money Laundering
it
Act,
said,
which was enacted in 2005. Now, Section 50 of the same act gives such powers to the Enforcement Directorate to have the search and seizure. They also have the powers to arrest if they have reasons to believe that a person has committed the offense of money laundering. So these are the powers which has been given by the statute itself. The Supreme Court has only clarified that position that, yes, these powers exist. See, these laws are being made by the parliamentarians who come, they sit, they discuss and they make laws.
But my question is this. I know that the Supreme Court has said that the rules as they exist or whatever was cleared or passed in Parliament bears no infirmity. But my question is this, could the Supreme Court, on the basis of what is happening around the country, where this is being disproportionately used, and that is statistically proven, more against the opposition than against the government, could the Supreme Court perhaps not have looked at that as well?
See, the Supreme Court has clarified that if any event happens, or if anybody is accused of money laundering, has the powers in the same PMLA to approach the court and get justice and go to
we as citizens in this country can appeal everything, and that's a wonderful thing in our law, in our system. We can always appeal. But the problem is the punishment is the process. If a person is questioned over and over and again using a law and a directorate which has an appalling conviction rate, then people get stuck in jail for months, if not years. They get justice at the end of the day. But by then, what does it do to liberty? Which is the basis of our conversation, for example.
Absolutely. So in that case, whenever the laws are made in the parliament, the MPs should be serious what they are doing. And they should not come later and complain that the law, what they made themselves, is something, you know, having defects and is not proper. See, the law is very clear, which has been made, which has been enacted as per the constitution of this country. It was already argued, it was discussed, and then with the majority, this act was passed in the parliament and it came into existence. Now we are challenging the existence of this very law, which was made.
That's a fair point. And let me go across to Uttam Reddy for that. You know, Mr. Reddy, while PMLA, and correct me if I'm wrong, was initially under the NDA back in 2001-2002, it was the UPA which actually pushed this through many years later. Isn't that a problem as well? That, you know, those people who under the UPA pushed through PMLA and the use of the ED earlier on are now the ones complaining.
Okay, Vishnu, let me just bring a couple of points to your notice. One is that the Supreme Court verdict. And I'll just read out one line by the joint opposition.
Answer my question, because it's an important point, and Mr. Srivastava made that point. Why is it that a law which was pushed through in 2005, not introduced, but pushed through by the UPA, is the one which UPA leaders themselves are complaining about now?
No, let me just explain that, Vishnu.
Yes.
See, 2004 to 14, using the law, in 10-year period, there were only 112 raids. That means that PMLA Act was used very sparingly. From 2014 to 22, the BJP has made 3,000 raids, which is a 27-time increase, which shows that, you know, the law has been very sparingly used when the UPA was in power, and the same law is being used for a political vendetta purpose in the BJP government. You know, I'll just read out the last statement of the opposition statement. You know, we are disappointed that the highest judicial authority invited to give an independent verdict on the lack of checks and balances in the act has virtually reproduced arguments given by the executive in support of these draconian amendments.
Right.
So, one is, in the UPA time, this act was barely used.
Which
in
some the would BJP say is using that which act comes to, dangerously you know, close
harass the political opponents.
The Supreme Court, Mr. Reddy, dangerously close to criticizing the judgment.
Vishnu, this
of the
is
Supreme
a statement
Court.
Issued to the press. Vishnu, this is Vishnu.
It's a joint statement by opposition parties signed by 17 party leaders. Anyway, carry on. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, I just finished. See, Vishnu, Supreme Court's this verdict and a series of recent verdicts. I mean, a number of people are questioning now. Now, who is operating this PMLA? Who is directing this ED? A gentleman called Sanjay Kumar Mishra, who finished his tenure in September 2020. Then he was given 1 year extension. Supreme Court said in 2021 that he should not be given another extension. To give him an extension, the BJP government brings in an ordinance. And then gives him an extension.
All right, let me get
and
a response.
And then later,
to
the
that.
Ordinance is converted to an act in parliament.
Okay.
For a single person,
okay,
the Indian parliament
right,
is passing
right,
a law.
Right, okay.
Is
you
this not, you know, does not reflect?
No, sir, one sec. Kailash Soni, would you like to respond to that, sir? Because statistically, I mean, the allegations are one thing, but he is correct when it comes to statistics, just very briefly. If you look at the jump in ED cases under the Money Laundering Act, in 2013-2014, 209 cases. It then dropped to 148 cases in 2017-2018. But 2021, 2022, 1,180 cases. So the point being that this is being used to go after people. And the people are the opposition.
देखिए बहुत अच्छी बात है
बताइए सोनी सोनी जी बताइए
कोई इंस्टीट्यूशन
जी
कोई इंस्टीट्यूशन ने काम शुरू किया इसकी इनिशियली बहुत आवश्यकता थी प्रारंभ से ही यदि ईडी इस रूप में आ जाता तो शायद इस देश में इतना इतना भ्रष्टाचार फैलता नहीं इसमें दो बातें हैं डेमोक्रेसी में इनके ये सारे अवयव हैं सारे जो संस्थान हैं वो उनके आंख कान नाक हैं नहीं, नहीं, इसमें दो बातें हैं कि आपको ना तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट के वर्डिक्ट पे भरोसा है और ना ईडी की कार्रवाई पर
नहीं पर सोनी सोनी साहब ये बताइए
डेमोक्रेसी रहेगी
नहीं, नहीं, जरूर डेमोक्रेसी रहना चाहिए और कार्रवाई जरूर करना चाहिए पर मेरा सिर्फ एक ही सवाल है हिमंता बिस्वा शर्मा जो सरदा स्कैब में थे उनके खिलाफ ईडी का एक्शन क्यों नहीं हुआ बीएस येदियुरप्पा डिस्प्रोपोर्शनेट एसेट्स केस में उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई क्यों नहीं हुआ नारायण राणे जिन्होंने बीजेपी ज्वाइन किया था कांग्रेस पार्टी से मनी लॉन्ड्रिंग केस में उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई क्यों नहीं हुआ शुवेंदु अधिकारी जिन्होंने बीजेपी ज्वाइन किया था तृणमूल कांग्रेस से नारदा स्कैम उनके खिलाफ क्यों नहीं हुआ और अगर मैं एक दूसरा लिस्ट निकालता हूं जहां ऑपोजिशन लीडर्स है तो आप देखेंगे कि ऑपोजिशन लीडर्स बहुत सारे हैं इससे कई कई गुना ज्यादा जिनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई हो चुका है
देखिए बोस्टिंग इस बात पे होना चाहिए हम आपकी इस बात से सहमत हैं कि कार्रवाई में डिले क्यों हो रहा है इनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई क्यों नहीं हो रहा है
जी
इस पे बोस्टिंग नहीं करते बोस्टिंग इस पे करते हैं कि कोई जांच न की जाए कोई राजनीतिक दल अपनी संपूर्ण ताकत केवल इसके लिए लगाए कि यह कार्रवाई रोक दी जाए
पर संपूर्ण ताकत ऑपोजिशन के खिलाफ है सर
ये
संपूर्ण ताकत ऑपोजिशन के खिलाफ है ये बताया जा रहा है
इस देश
पे क्या जवाब देंगे
इस देश में केवल केवल गरीब के खिलाफ कार्रवाई होती है मिथक टूट गया इस देश में अब लालू भी जेल जाते हैं इस देश में चिदंबरम जी भी जेल जाते हैं इस देश में चौटाला जी को भी सजा होती है अब ये युग आ गया है कि अब कानून से चलने की आदत जनप्रतिनिधि या कोई कितने भी
सोनी साहब एक सेकंड सोनी साहब एक सेकंड लेट मी ब्रिंग इन सुष्मिता देव सुष्मिता यू बीन लिसनिंग टू व्हाट मिस्टर सोनी हैज टू से ही सेज दैट एवरीबॉडी इज अ टारगेट दैट द लॉ गोज आफ्टर एवरीबॉडी इक्वली How would you respond?
I think the problem is that the law and especially the central agencies are not treating everybody equally. Like you yourself said, there are plethora of examples, whether it's in the Shiv Sena recently, the Shinde group that moved over, there are more than 90 applications that were filed against people to give CBI clearance. And now they've moved to the Shinde group and formed a government with the BJP. And I'm sure that nothing is going to happen to them. But I think what the opposition in their joint statement is trying to say is that although Supreme Court is the apex court and we're bound to respect what the courts say, but I think what this judgment has done is actually it has shaken the foundation of some very well-established principles of the rule of law. It is not just me saying, or it is not just Mr. Uttam Reddy saying. Someone as revered as Justice Lokar recently gave an interview saying the way the Supreme Court has gone about interpreting the law, like my another panelist was saying, is not entirely correct. To say that an ED officer is not a police officer flies in the face of earlier Supreme Court judgments saying if you're an officer who has the right to raid, arrest, take statements, interrogate, you are a police officer. Doesn't matter by what name you are called. So it's the way it has been interpreted raises some serious questions. And it's not the opposition who's questioning it. Very well-known legal minds are also questioning it. And given the backdrop of the fact, and I'm repeating the word fact, that all the people who are being scrutinized and investigated by the ED, not incidentally, but obviously are all leaders of the opposition.
All right.
The combination of the two things puts this in a, it casts a doubt on why the Supreme Court gave a judgment in the manner that it did.
Tanveer Ahmed Mir, on the one hand, you've got opposition leaders like Sushmita saying that it's being misused. On the other hand, there are cases which appear to be out and out corruption. For example, the case of Partho Chatterjee in Bengal. So is it a case of cherry picking, of saying that the ED action over here is something which may be okay, so we are going to distance ourselves from this particular case, but the ED action over here affects us, and therefore we are going to condemn the ED and blast the government and blast the laws. So is the opposition entirely correct in saying that this is entirely unfavorable, the way the ED is being used?
Well, Vishnu, the political statement on misuse of law is on the parameters that you just heard, that if there are cases against people who were earlier not a part of the dispensation, but the moment they changed their courts and became a part of dispensation, all those cases have got watered down. That should not obviously happen in a robust, in a good democracy, because at the end of the day, the investigating authorities must investigate, try, prosecute all people equally. You should not be favoring some and going all guns blazing against the others. That's a political merit. As a lawyer and a practicing money laundering lawyer, I can tell you that what are the problems in the judgment that we are looking at. For example, one of the main challenges was when you said that the money laundering law was brought by the Congress government, there is no problem in that. The problem is there has been a series of amendments which have made the law very stringent in its application. Now, when you make substantive amendments in penal law, why do we elect a parliament in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha? So that there are thorough debates there. There are parliamentary committees that are set up. They look at those debates from the society point of view. Now, when you bring those amendments by the means of a money bill, in money bill, what happens is whip is issued and there is no debate. Then in Rajya Sabha, there is no debate at all. And the amendment, either by the means of clarification or otherwise, sets rolling certain draconian amendments in substantive penal law, which have a very strong effect. What is the manifestation of that? Yesterday, I was arguing for the retired Mumbai Police Commissioner, Mr. Sanjay Pandey. Now, couple of days after retirement, suddenly ED arrests him. But ED also then goes to the court and says that, Your Honor, we've arrested him, but we are still awaiting evidence. Now, that makes that arrest totally uncalled for. Whether the court will accept the other arguments or not is something for the courts to see, and then there can be series of challenges.
Well, what in your mind, sir, very briefly, are some of the most draconian aspects of this law which were brought in through a money bill?
For example, enhancing the scope of money laundering. Then, killing the argument of retrospectivity.
Right.
Now, for example, if somebody committed a criminal offense in 1972 and the law came into force on 1st of July 2005.
Yes.
The ED has been arguing that we can still prosecute you for 1972.
Right. Right.
Now, that amendment was got in 2018 and 2019 without a debate in the parliament.
No, but sir, Mr. Mir, aren't the other aspects, special power to arrest, seize, search without warrant, wasn't this
correct?
That is original,
see,
right?
Second problem
was there originally. That wasn't an amendment.
The power to arrest, the power to search without a warrant is not such a big problem.
Okay.
The problem is that when you arrest a man and you don't even tell him what your charge is.
Right.
Now, you see, since last 60 to 70...
No, but was that brought in through an amendment? Not telling a person...
Without,
That was brought in through an amendment.
These all have come through amendments, from series of amendments.
The accused has to prove innocence. The ED need not prove guilt. Was that through an amendment as well, sir?
No. That ED
that was there originally.
That was struck down by a 2-judge bench. Now reinstated by a 3-judge bench. After an amendment was done, only 3 words were inserted. Let me tell you, Vishnu, what is important from our point of view and society point. We've been constantly building the jurisprudence or laws where there are checks and balances. Checks and balances is, for example, Supreme Court wrote a judgment called Youth Bar Association that whenever any FIR is lodged, unless and until it is not a sensitive case, load it on the internet. So that if tomorrow any person gets arrested, he at least gets a chance to know what he has been arrested for.
Right.
Now the 3-judge bench today says that ED will arrest you, but they will not tell you what they've arrested you for.
That's one of the key points that are problematic. Okay. I just because I'm running out of time, I want to go back to Ashutosh Srivastav. Would you like to respond to that key point that many of the amendments, Ashutosh, which have been brought, which make this much more draconian, have been brought about in our parliamentary system without debate. And hence, when applied, don't reflect the views of the opposition or of other parliamentarians.
Yes, see, first of all, that issue has still been pending. And the Supreme Court, the 3-judge bench have referred it to the 7-judge bench. So this is I want to clarify. Yeah, seven judges bench. Yes, but it will be heard at the later stage. So that has not yet been decided, this part. Now, the other part, as I said, that Section 50 is the original Section 50, which entitles the Enforcement Directorate to have the investigation of the case, to have the search and seizure, to have the arrest.
Yes.
All these things are originally there in the Act itself. Now, apart from that, if we talk about these two important cases, what happened in Maharashtra and in Delhi. See, in Maharashtra, the FIR was registered in 2018 by MADA only. That is Maharashtra Housing Development and Area Authority, which had registered the FIR. And based on that FIR, the investigation took place for some years. And only after that, realizing that there would be the chances of or maybe some prima facie evidence of money laundering, then ED entered into this investigation. So it is not that the ED has been misused or something suddenly by the government or anybody. It took its own time. So secondly, when we talk about this National Herald issue, that is also initially the matter was filed before a court. And after making the submissions by Mr. Swami about whatever the allegations, the court was of the view that there should be initial investigation in the matter. And this is how the investigation started. ED came later on in this case also, after preliminary inquiry, when it was found that there are chances of money laundering, then only the investigation took place.
All right. See, so what you're basically
I'm saying that the same law has certain provisions for the protection also.
Okay, one second. Sushmita Deb. All right. Ashutosh, half a sec. Sushmita Deb, go ahead. Then I want to go back to Sanjay Singh. Sushmita, yes.
You see, you have to take it out of the prism of who passed the law, which government, and who is using it how. What is scary is there is no right to silence under this law. So you are forced to make a self-incriminating statement to an officer who is not considered a police officer, and therefore that statement will be used against you. And what is very scary and what ordinary citizens should know, forget about the politicians, is that the government of India debated, the government of India actually debated here that, sorry, I've just lost that point, that the right to silence part, and the government of India said that it is not a fundamental right to say that innocence is presumed.
Right.
So this can be used against any citizen.
Right.
You know, so please, this is not about Congress, BJP and Trinamool Congress. These things are going to impact common citizens.
No, right. So Sushmita, you're referring to the point over here that the accused has to prove innocence. The ED need not prove guilt. That's what you're referring to.
You are generally you're presumed to be innocent.
Yes,
okay?
until you're proven guilty.
In this case, you're presumed to be guilty.
It's the other way around. okay, Sushmita, one sec.
The government said it's not a fundamental right in the court accepted.
Yeah, I know. It but
that's
right.
What's worrying.
That's worrying. Okay, Sanjay ji, bataiye.
देखिए मैं अभी आशुतोष की बात सुन रहा था और कैलाश जी की भी
जी,
बात
जी,
सुन
जी,
रहा
जी.
था और मैं बहुत हैरान हूं कि आशुतोष जी कह रहे हैं कि जो लॉ पार्लियामेंट में पास हो गया उस पर सुप्रीम कोर्ट कोई अपनी ओर से अतिरिक्त निर्णय नहीं दे सकता. फिर तो टाडा का जो दुरुपयोग हो रहा था उसको खत्म ही नहीं करना चाहिए था. वो टाडा का दुरुपयोग जारी रहना चाहिए था. और ये कह रहे हैं कि पार्लियामेंटेरियंस ने अगर कोई सोच समझ के लॉ पास किया है पार्लियामेंट के अंदर तो फिर उसके बारे में कंप्लेंट करने का. अरे भाई, जब उसके उस लॉ का जो पार्लियामेंट में पास हुआ लंबी डिबेट डिस्कशन के बाद पास हुआ अगर उसका दुरुपयोग हो रहा है तो निश्चित रूप से सुप्रीम कोर्ट में लोग जाएंगे और वहां से एक नहीं कई बार परिवर्तन हुए. सेडिशन लॉ का दुरुपयोग हो रहा है तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट गए लोग. जिस कानून का दुरुपयोग हुआ समय समय पे उसको लेके लोग सुप्रीम कोर्ट में गए और उसमें सुप्रीम कोर्ट का फैसला भी आया. ऐसे कानून जिसका दुरुपयोग होता रहा है वो खत्म भी किए गए. लेकिन जो ये कहा जा रहा है कि अब कानून का उपयोग होने लगा, अब बहुत अच्छे से कानून का इस्तेमाल हो रहा है, मुझे तो हैरानी हो रही है इस बात की कि वो अच्छा कानून आपका मुकुल रॉय के खिलाफ क्यों नहीं इस्तेमाल होता. वो अच्छा कानून आपका ललित मोदी के खिलाफ, नीरव मोदी के खिलाफ, मेहुल चौकसी के खिलाफ, नितिन संदेशरा के खिलाफ, हजारों करोड़ की लूट करने वालों के खिलाफ क्यों नहीं इस्तेमाल होता. DHFL ने 34,000 करोड़ रुपए का घोटाला किया, 17 बैंकों को कंगाल कर दिया, 29 करोड़ रुपए बीजेपी को चंदा दिया है DHFL ने, उसके खिलाफ क्यों नहीं इस्तेमाल होता. येदुरप्पा के खिलाफ क्यों नहीं इस्तेमाल होता. आपने 20-20, 25-25 साल के केसेस खोल दिए, आप क्यों नहीं ईडी और सीबीआई का इस्तेमाल व्यापम घोटाले में करते हैं, क्यों नहीं करते हैं. तो सेलेक्टिव तरीके से अपोजिशन के ऊपर मामले बना बना के कभी सत्येन जैन को बुला रहे हो, कभी उनकी पत्नी को बुला रहे हो, एक हैरेसमेंट आप लगातार कर रहे हैं ईडी सीबीआई का इस्तेमाल करके. मैं समझता हूं कि ये पूरा देश okay. देख रहा है. और मैं अंत में एक बात और कहना चाहूंगा, मैं जस्ट लास्ट एक पॉइंट और ये कहना चाहूंगा कि आज 108 बार अनिल देशमुख के ऊपर छापेमारी हुई है, 108 बार. तो आपको कुछ मिल नहीं रहा है, खाली एक छापेमारी पे छापेमारी
right.
छापेमारी.
No, it is a fact that the number of cases has gone up hugely. Ashutosh, I'm having to wrap this up in a very undemocratic fashion because I'm out of time. The time spares nobody, but
we haven't even
this.
Spoken about
yes,
the bail
say, first
conditions.
Of all,
no, I'm out of time.
I want to say only that
just
as my friend
sir.
Said,
yes.
that the Supreme Court has the power to amend. Yes, it has the power, but it will amend only where it is required.
All right.
In
your
all
opinion,
cases.
In your
you,
opinion,
you should be serious
be
while making laws
be,
in the parliament.
Amendment. Well, I think he's raised lots of examples, as have we all. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. A quick couple of comments which have come in on coup. The ED is the tool against the corrupt and criminals. The ED has so far proven that no political people drink Gangajal. All right, a couple of views over there. Time now for us to take the